Hi, thanks for listening. This is another Marlins Rewind. Today's Fish Family bonus code on July 5th is just the word Marlins. That's because 25 years ago today, the MLB owners unanimously approved the expansion for South Florida and Colorado so that the Marlins and the Rockies could join Major League Baseball. So again, your Fish Family code, just the word Marlins. Yesterday in New York, before the fireworks, those Marlins played the Mets in the first of three in a series at Citi Field. For a rewind to the 4th of July, at least the ballgame, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it was 8 years ago today, on July 4th, 2008, when the Marlins let a nine-run lead get away at Coors Field in Denver. They led 13-4. They lost to the Rockies on a wild night, 18-17. This one did not quite match that lofty standard, but the Marlins cough up a 6-0 lead, and they fall to the Mets in Independence Day 2016 by the final of 8-6, a very disheartening loss here at Citi Field. This one started very well for the Marlins. Inning number two against Matt Harvey, Marlins sent eight men to the plate. They got a one-out single from Giancarlo Stanton. He took second base when the left fielder, Brandon Nimmo, tried to get him rounding first with an aggressive turn. Nimmo threw to first base. Giancarlo said, "Thank you very much. I'll go to second." And with two outs, he was in scoring position for Chris Johnson.
Well, there's a ground ball through the right side out of the reach of James Loney. Coming around third base, Stanton to the plate. Slides, gets his hand on the dish. Sliding in at second, and Johnson is out at second base. Chris Johnson just sitting on the ground out there, tried to slide in. I think he thought he had hooked the bag. And I don't know whether, the Marlins are going to take a look at this. Now are the, the Marlins are going to challenge this call. And the result of the review is safe at second base.
Challenge win. The inning would have been over, but it wasn't. It continued with Johnson at second for Danny Echevarria.
It's a pitch to Echevarria. Off the end of the bat, a drive sending the center fielder back. It's going to get over the head of Cespedes. A one-hopper off the wall. Home to score is Chris Johnson. And another extra base hit for Adani Echevarria to drive in a run. 2-0 Marlins.
So Johnson and Echevarria came through with big two-out hits. And then Tom Kohler did as well.
Harvey sets, delivers, and a ball grounded to the right side, out of the reach of Loney at first base. Kohler's got a hit. Here comes Echevarria, slides, he's safe, and the Marlins lead 3-0 on a hit to right field by Tom Kohler.
So after the Marlins challenge, they score two more runs, and they force Matt Harvey to throw an extra 18 pitches in that second inning. That challenge was a big deal. It's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. 3-0 Miami after two. Tom Kohler was hanging zeros, and it was still a 3-0 game into the fourth inning. Marlins got back-to-back hits from Johnson and Echevarria to get that inning started. And with one out, they got another base hit from JT Realmuto to load the bases. JT at that point was 3-for-3 in the game. He was 6-for-his-last-6 going back to last night. Marlins had him loaded with nobody out for Martin Prado. The 1-0 to Prado. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Harvey comes home. He throws it away. He threw it to the backstop. And it goes from bad to worse for Matt Harvey. 4-0 Marlin. Like a 1-2-3 double play. But he threw it low past Darnold. The Marlins catch a huge break and extend the lead. And it would soon go from worse to much worse for Harvey, facing Christian Yelich. There's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit Christian Yelich. One run in. Echevarria scores. Racing for the plate. Realmuto throws up the line. A second runs in. Now trying for third base Prado. He's out. But the Marlins get two more, and they extend the lead to 6-0. And that would be it for Matt Harvey. Done after 3 2/3 innings today. He allowed 11 hits. Tied for the second most, and he started his big league career. Charged with 6 runs, 5 earned. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 4. Harvey exits after 75 pitches, 50 strikes, and he was looking at a loss, trailing 6-0 as this game moved to the bottom of the fourth. Mets would get a run back, though, with two outs, nobody on. Chase Darnold stepped in. And here he drives one out toward deep right center. Back goes Ozuna. He's at the wall, and it's a home run into the bullpen. Darnold muscles up the other way, a long home run to right center field. And the Mets are on the scoreboard. It's a 6-1. The fourth. We saw Chase Darnold of the Braves hit his first major league home run against the Marlins over the weekend at Turner Field. Today, Travis d'Arnaud, the little brother, hits his first of the year, and the Mets are on the board at 6-1. In the fifth inning, leading off against Tom Kohler, Curtis Granderson.
Here's a ball driven high and deep to right, and it is gone for Granderson, number 15. And the second run for the New York Mets, coming on home run number 8 allowed by Tom Kohler on the season.
Kohler will get out of that fifth inning without any further damage, a 6-2 lead. When the Mets came up in the sixth inning, it wasn't against Kohler, it was against Kyle Bearclaw. Kohler done after 5, 7 hits, 2 runs. He walked one, didn't strike anybody out, allowed the 2 solo homers, pulled after 85 pitches, 55 strikes. Don Mattingly turning this one over to the bullpen with a 4-run cushion. But that cushion shrank. Kyle Bearclaw in the sixth allowed back-to-back singles to Estrubel Cabrera and Wilmer Flores. Then he walked Brandon Nimmo. Bases loaded, nobody out for Travis d'Arnaud again.
The pitch, ground ball, left side. Echevarria up with it. Throws to first base, safe at first and safe at second. He tried to get to the bag to get the force and then threw, and it was not in time to get the runner d'Arnaud. And a run scores for the Mets. Cabrera from third base, and it's a 6-3 game.
And the bases were still loaded for pinch hitter Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson coming from the Braves to the Mets. Here's the ground ball to second. Dietrich gives to Etz for one. The throw to first, 2, and another run scores on the double play. But now there are 2 outs. The Marlins' lead is now 2 runs.
It was a 6-4 game. Bearclaw got out of the sixth, but he threw 24 pitches, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and a walk. David Phelps in the seventh, up by a couple, walked the first man, Neil Walker. He drew 3 walks in this game. Walker went to third base on a double by Yoenis Cespedes. 2 men in scoring position. Phelps trying to protect a 2-run lead facing James Loney. Another 3-2. Swing and a bouncing ball right side. Dietrich has it. Goes to first. That's out number 1. But in from third, Walker. It's a 1-run game. Marlins 6, Mets 5 in the 7th. With the base open, Marlins opted to intentionally walk Estrubel Cabrera after falling behind him. They threw the intentional ball 4, and there were men at first and third for Wilmer Flores. Phelps, 2-2 to Flores, and it's in the air to center field. Ozuna's got it measured. He makes the catch. Cespedes tags. He'll come home, and the Marlins have blown a 6-0 lead. We're tied at 6 in the 7th. In the 8th, in a 6-6 game, Fernando Rodney came on to pitch for Miami. Rodney making his third appearance since being acquired from the Padres. He had allowed all of 2 runs, only 1 earned all season. Coming into this outing here tonight, Rodney had thrown a total between San Diego and Miami. He had thrown a total of 30 and 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs, 1 earned. Came into a tie ball game, allowed an infield hit to Travis d'Arnaud to get things started. D'Arnaud sacrificed to second base by Juan Lagares. Lagares was initially called safe at first base by Phil Cuzzi, ruling that Derek Dietrich had pulled his foot off the bag in diving and trying to secure the throw from the third base of Martin Prado. But on the challenge, Marlins got that call overturned. So d'Arnaud is at second with 1 out. Curtis Granderson hit a fly ball to center field for the second out, but then a walk to Neil Walker extended the inning and got the always dangerous Yoenis Cespedes to the plate, looking for his third hit of the game. Here's the 2-2, and it's ripped towards center field. The Mets are going to take the lead. Going to roll to the wall. D'Arnaud's in. Walker's in. And it's 8-6 Mets on a 2-run double by Yoenis Cespedes. Cespedes goes 3-for-5 in this game. 2 doubles, 2 RBIs. And the Mets led for the first time all day, 8-6. In the ninth, facing Jurys Familia, looking for his 29th consecutive save this year. Marcelo Ozuna, a leadoff walk. So Stanton came up representing the tying run, but Giancarlo struck out for the first out. But Derek Dietrich kept the Marlins' hopes alive with a single, putting men at the corners. He had the go-ahead man at the plate. Tying men were on. 1 out in the ninth when Familia went after Chris Johnson, already 3-for-4 in the game.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Chris swings and hits the ball on the ground. Up with it, the shortstop. Cabrera has it, throws to first for the out. The double play ends the game. Jurys Familia gets a big hug from Travis d'Arnaud, the catcher, and the Mets come back on this Independence Day from a 6-0 deficit to the Marlins. Come back and not only tie it, but win it 8-6.
For the Mets, 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. For Miami, 6 runs, 17 hits, no errors. Marlins leave 10 Jerry Blevins, the winner in relief, 3-0. Fernando Rodney, the loser, 0-2. For Jerry Smilia, save number 29, leads the majors, save number 45 in a row going back to last season. Time of the game, 3 hours, 38 minutes, and a crowd of 30,424 was here to see it. Mets with the victory are 45-37. They've won 5 in a row. Marlins with the loss fall to 43-40 on this season. Miami now 2-5 on this road trip, and 22-21 away from home overall this year. It was a bad night for the Marlins bullpen. It's been a very good year for the most part for the Marlins bullpen, but it was a bad night tonight. Bearclaw, Phelps, and Rodney combined for 3 innings of 6-hit, 6-run ball tonight, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Phelps hung with a blown save. Rodney hung with a loss, and that was the difference as the Mets stormed from behind to win this ball game, 8-6. On the more positive front, JT Realmuto goes 4-for-4 in this game. He singled each of his first 4 times up. He walked in his 8th inning plate appearance, so he's been on base now in each of his last 9 consecutive plate appearances. He's 8 for his last 8 in his last 8 official at-bats, which matches a Marlins club record. JT with his 3rd four-hit game of the season tonight. He's tied with his teammate Martin Prado and Odubel Herrera of the Phillies for the most 4-hit games in the National League with 3 here in 2016.
Back to a 7-10 start time tonight, the 2nd of 3 against the Mets. Kyle Seeloff joins you at 6:40 from Citi Field. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-play for you. Wei-Yin Chen and Steven Matt supposed to take the mound. Join us on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.